Welcome to season two of Young Valley Leaders, where we feature the upcoming movers and shakers in your backyard who are making it happen for themselves and our community. I'm your host, Lewis Holzman, and today I'm here with Junior Irizarry.
What's going on?
What's going on, my guy? I appreciate you coming into the studio. First time here, right?
Yes, first time.
And that's the beauty of this show, you know, something that we really strive to not only attract a little bit of a younger audience, but also bring people into the studio and see that it's real. Where is WDIY and what all goes into the production of radio, podcasts, and more? And we're right here in Southside Bethlehem in the Flatiron Building. So it's pretty neat, rainy day. But again, thank you for taking the time and coming in today.
No problem. I was just talking to the guys before we jumped on here. I grew up Southside Allentown. I still live in Southside Allentown, okay. Right over the hill. Like, I never knew there was a radio station here. I seen the big satellite dish on top of the building for years. I never just put two and two together. Like, oh, is there something that goes on there radio-wise? Happy to find out there's a radio station here, and I'm glad to be here.
That's what it's all about, man. And truly what WDIY is all about, it's a community public radio, you know, nonprofit, and it's made for the community, by the community. It's your local NPR station as well. But most of the programming is, you know, community-oriented. There's a small amount of employees here, and it's largely volunteer-run, doing stuff that we're doing like we are today. So
that's awesome.
Absolutely critical, and thanks for taking the time, and also for other people that are around here helping to make this show possible, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But a little bit about yourself here, Junior, from Allentown, really all different corners of the valley since you've, you know, grown up to now a thriving adult, from connecting musicians to venues to a professional wrestler and promoter. You run your own business, you know, screen printing and embroidery, Motivate Me Apparel. You're a father. You have kids in Allentown School District. That's a lot to handle, and I'm sure we'll dig into all of that. But you may have seen Motivate Me Apparel in Lehigh Valley Style magazine, or possibly through a nonprofit or community organization that you got apparel through may have been used or brought to you by Motivate Me Apparel. You do something pretty cool. We're able to give proceeds back to, you know, those community-based organizations, and it's amazing how you've worked that into your business model. Definitely want to dig into that a little bit. Looking forward to seeing how you keep that all organized and what drives you to make a continued push into our community and the impact that you have. So thanks for, again, being on the show here, and let's dive in.
Let's go.
So you mentioned Southside Allentown, Southside Allentown. you know, what was the journey from growing up in Allentown to where you are right now, deciding to stay in the Lehigh Valley, raise your kids in the same school district that I presume you went to? Yeah. Can you just talk to us a little bit about that?
Wow. All right. Where to begin? I grew up Southside Allentown, right off Susquehanna in the Cumberland Gardens. I'm going to call it what it is, projects, right? Like, that's where I grew up. I grew up Cumberland Gardens, housing projects. And I guess that's where the dreaming started for me, right? Like, living there and being surrounded what I was surrounded by, but also, you know, not the most positive of environments at times, but having a positive foundation at home, my parents.
Critical.
Yeah. So just being inspired by them and what they were doing, you know, busting their butt, you know, working their tails off to support me and my siblings. I guess my journey kind of started a little bit where, like, I just fell in love with, you know, professional wrestling when I was a young kid. 14, 15 years old, I got the opportunity to join a pro wrestling school here locally, held by the, you know, world famous Wild Samoans.
Yep.
You know, so that's like the Rocks family, right? Like,
sure.
They were mostly here locally because they used to wrestle in Ag Hall back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So they got homes and they were living here in the area within Whitehall, Allentown, Southside Allentown specifically. So I kind of joined the ranks, if you will, there, and they trained me for free at their wrestling school. And that kind of started my journey in the pro wrestling world, but then that opened other doors to opportunities, realizing, like, there were some opportunities within the wrestling business as far as, like, you know, making merchandise for the wrestlers, right? Like, you know, whether it was 8x10 pictures, printing those, or T-shirts, you know, merchandise and whatnot. So, and when I was in high school, kind of dipped my toe into that industry, the printing industry, a little bit. And then from there, it kind of grew into its own thing. There's a lot to the story in there between two. Like, I kind of fell into the corporate world as well. I was working for a medical device company for a few years.
Okay.
You know, and kind of putting wrestling, everything on the back burner. I was still wrestling, but I was more focused on
making
a career. Being a career,
yeah.
Right? You know, working on that 401k, you
right.
know?
Yeah, for sure.
So, I was there at the medical device company for about 7 years and was let go. But I got a nice severance payment. With that, I kind of, like, decided to took it as a sign, right? Like, I was like, oh, let me follow what I was kind of passionate about, which is having my own business and the printing. So I kind of, you know, I took that money, I invested it into printing equipment, and I kind of started the printing at home for myself and kind of started off, you know, helping other people too as well.
Amazing. Really, I mean, as I'm sitting here across from you and, you know, camera pan, not this, your sweatshirt, Project Kid, Dreams, yeah. Like, Lehigh Valley Made, I Can Do Anything. Like, yeah. Literally, well, your story coming out forward and putting it out into the world, not only onto, you know, sweatshirts, but, you know, you got a hat here and featured a hat here, Dream Chaser. It's really been from the beginning, pushing that forward since 14, maybe even a little bit before. Yeah. You kind of knew you were going to be here. You weren't sure what that journey was going to be like. Yeah. But when corporate pushed you away and said, hey, sorry, bud, you said, hey, this is the time. This is the time to really grab on and make it happen for myself, for my family. You know, did you have kids at that point, or were was that pre-kids and kind of like that leap, you know?
Yeah, no, at that time I had she was not even four yet.
Okay.
Our first daughter.
So back against the wall.
Yeah, back against the wall. We kind of, luckily, you know, again, we had that wiggle room with some of the money to kind of, all right, let's, with that severance pay, was like, all right, let me figure things out for a little bit. You know, I already had started like the business Motivate Me Apparel. It was just that. It was Motivate Me Apparel. I was just creating shirts for myself that I liked to wear in the gym. But when the opportunity came, you know, when I had a little extra money, I was like, you know what? People were asking me for their own stuff. So I was like, all right. You know, that's why I doubled down on the investment. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to make it happen, and bought the equipment and started printing for people. And again, all word of mouth. Most of my business is all word of mouth. I do, you know, social media as well, but it's not a huge part of my business, to be honest. It's all word of mouth. And it's grown over the last 8 years. Been fortunate, you know, working with different organizations, different companies, businesses, small businesses, large businesses, and individuals in general.
I mean, when you're a student of the community and you're just out there yourself doing your life, whether it's in the gym, wrestling, at kids' events, school, whatever they may be involved in, you meet people. People need stuff, apparel for things. So I'm sure it's a natural conversation, you know, that people want to support people that are involved with the same things they're involved with, or also see themselves, you know, giving back to the community. So it makes it a no-brainer. I know for our nonprofit, for my business, I've used you for apparel for a few different times. And
we appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, it's a reciprocal relationship, you know. Correct. So, you know, and kind of thinking towards that, something you have in your business model, particularly for some of the nonprofits, for some of the community-based organizations, is you work out a way to provide some of those proceeds back and give those back based on how many orders or what comes in. And then there's some level of, you know, profit sharing of some sort. I don't know exactly how it works, but that's pretty incredible to be able to do as a small business, let alone, you know, just doing that period. Talk about that, about how that came to be and how that works within your business model.
Yeah, so what we do is we essentially create fundraisers for, you know, different organizations, nonprofits, businesses. And that all started during the pandemic, right? Like during the pandemic, things were happening. Things were slow on our end, right? Where we're trying to figure things out. But it also there was a lot going on in the world, obviously, right? And we're thinking, like, all right, how can we make a positive impact with all the negativity and everything else that's going on? So we kind of started a program where we would work with nonprofits and, you know, they would have a T-shirt drive, right? And, you know, we would essentially print and ship all that, you know, they would handle the sales of it. We would print and ship the merchandise for them, and any, you know, essentially any profits made from that, all the proceeds would be donated to that nonprofit. And we did something with Lehigh University. We did something with Northampton School District as well. We did Allentown Young Professionals, the Allentown shirts.
Yep.
We did that as well, too. That was one of the programs that we did. So, you know, I kind of started, again, all the pandemic, just try to help people out. How can we help them out with, you know, with the business that I do?
So trying to help people out in their business, but also getting creative as a business owner and problem solving, you know, a little bit slower time for you, and say, hey, where are there some incentives that we can kind of give back to the community, but also get some work in and be, you know, really jumpstart, you know, what maybe it was a little bit of a slower year and figure out how can we, you know, light a fire under this. That's incredible. That's what you have to do as an entrepreneur, right? Because the times change and, you know, the business, the politics, the geopolitical issues, like there's all different types of stuff that make an impact on a business day to day. So you got to kind of roll with those punches and figure out, if I'm doing the same thing right now that I was doing 6 months ago, 6 months in the future, I might be out of business.
That's true.
So it's pretty incredible as you continue to innovate. Thinking through that a little bit, knowing what you know now, think about that kid that was back in Cumberland Gardens. Yeah. Like, what would you say to him, or what would you say to, you know, someone that is coming up right now? Maybe they're just out of high school, maybe, or maybe they're even in pro wrestling and mm-hmm. they're like figuring out how to take it to the next step. Maybe they want to open up their own business. What, any advice or comments or people that are looking to take it to the next level?
You know, it's funny. Recently, I had this conversation with my wife. Just a simple question: would the 12-year-old version of me be proud of who I've become?
Mm.
I would hope to say yes. I hope to say yes, and that he thinks I'm cool. Just because I was able to, you know, fulfill the dream. The main dream was to be a professional wrestler, like legit as a kid. That was my main dream. And I was able to do that plus more, right? Like, but I think the advice I would give people getting into business in general, young kids, you know, young people out there in general is, I don't know, bet on yourself, like 100%. Like, I know that sounds cliche, but no, like,
it's real.
You know, it's real. It's cliche because it's true, right?
Like, right.
Bank on yourself. Leverage those relationships, right? Like those personal relationships that you have with people. Use them. And I guess that's what I've done it with on my end is, thankfully, within my life, I've had these great relationships with people from all walks of life. And I've been able to tap into that as my business grows and continues to grow. And not just, again, not the printing stuff, too. Even wrestling, right? Like how we were able to get into, you know, the steel stacks, you know, to even have wrestling shows there. You mm-hmm. know, we had a couple of three wrestling shows now at the Steel Stacks. We're able to raise money for New Bethany Ministries, you know, a place I used to volunteer at as a young kid. And even as an adult, you know, we're able to raise money for them.
Full also circle.
Even for the Lehigh Valley Hispanic Society, raise money for them. So I would just say, just trust in yourself, man, but believe in what you do and just, you know, put the good out into the world. Because honestly, that like the energy too, right? The energy you put out is the energy you're going to get back.
100%.
So I try to put out as much, you know, positive energy as I can. And thankfully, in that way, like I guess in that sense, it's paid off for me. I'm blessed. Like I can't complain. I, you know, my family, you know, my two beautiful daughters, like.
Girl dad.
My, you know, yeah, 100%, man. 100%. Girl poppy, as I like to say. Girl poppy, 100%. So, yeah, I think, again, that would be the only advice, man. Just want to believe in yourself, go all in on you and what you do.
Yeah, it's really critical about who you surround yourself in this life, yeah. You know, because how you fill your cup up and who those people are that are filling your cup along with you is just going to be a direct reflection of the outcome of the path that you're going to take and the resources that you're going to be able to tap into. So obviously you've had a lot of great people around you to help continue to push you where you are, but I'm sure you could still continue to strive for that, to surround yourself with those people, but also be that individual that can be someone, that positive person to be surrounding others in the community, whether it's your daughters, other younger people, other people that you just, you know, meet out in the wild, wherever that might be.
Yeah. I think that's probably one of my favorite aspects of being a promoter in professional wrestling, right? The opportunities I was given when I was younger, coming up in the game, like I'm able to turn around and get the opportunities back to them and, you know, put them on a show, right? Give them exposure that they're not necessarily getting anywhere else. So I guess in that way, that's my way of paying back to the, you know, especially again, to the wrestling business. I've been fortunate to be able to travel to England, to Italy, to Japan, all across the United States, Canada. I still go to Canada. You know, I'm going to Canada in a couple months to wrestle. So, you know, I love being able to provide opportunity to those who I feel like, you know, deserve it and work their butt off for it.
That's absolutely incredible. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we come back into the second segment here. I want to dig into the wrestling career. Again, this is Lewis Holzman with Junior Irizarry, Young Valley Leaders. We'll see you in a minute.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100 or WDIY.org.
All right, and we are back here, Young Valley Leaders. I'm Lewis. This is Junior. We're hitting it. We're talking about the community. We're talking about apparel and embroidery. We're talking about Motivate Me Apparel. We're talking about coming up from the projects with a dream and living that out and being able to reflect that onto others now in a positive way. We're talking about pro wrestling, which is pretty freaking cool. Can you just tell us about the career? I mean, before we left the break, you mentioned a handful of countries that pro wrestling has taken you to, let alone impacts of others and communities that you've had just through that. So just paint us the picture. We're like, what even is pro wrestling for those that don't know anything else besides like maybe WWE?
Yeah.
What does that mean here in the Valley?
All right. Well, outside of WWE, there is independent pro wrestling. And WWE / WWF has been a major staple, I guess, here in the Lehigh Valley itself, right? They used to run shows all the time back in the 70s and 80s at Ag Hall in Allentown. You know, you had the major superstars there, like, you know, so it was WWE, WWF at that time, WWWF too. And so, you know, wrestling is well-known, pro wrestling is well-known within the Lehigh Valley itself. So again, I'm on the independent circuit, so I was never signed to WWE or WWF, but I've been able to travel, again, around the country, around North America, overseas, doing professional wrestling, right? Essentially sports entertainment. But yeah, just getting the opportunity to entertain, you know, hundreds and thousands of people, you know, in different countries, different languages, and whatnot.
And so you mentioned like you're a promoter for it as well, and helping to give other people an opportunity. So what does that look like, or what are the stages in pro wrestling, or like how do you get involved either in that, but then taking that to the next level as like a promoter?
Yeah.
Like what does that kind of infrastructure, if you will, of an organization look like?
Yeah. I mean, there's no real like clear direction, right? Like I'll be honest, like I never thought I would be a promoter, a wrestling promoter. I thought I would just always be a wrestler, right? Like, and just kind of, that'll be it, right? I thought by the time I was this age, I'd be done. I'd be done wrestling, but I'm not. I'm still active in the business. Honestly, it's as easy as, hey, you know what? I want to run wrestling shows. I want to promote wrestling shows with the people I like, for the people I like. That's essentially pretty much it. Like, I partnered up with two other guys. One of the guys is a wrestler himself. The other guy is a business owner, too, here locally in the Lehigh Valley. We did put our heads together back, like, in 2018, and we decided just to start promoting shows. Like, I read, you know, how to get my promoter's license through the state and everything to become official. We started running shows out of Sokol's. Sokol's right here, right up the road,
yeah,
right? The little towny bar, right? Members-only towny bar. They have a little hall, and, you know, we were able to squeeze in, you know, 180, 200 people, however many it was.
I've been there for a wrestling show before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's one of my shows.
There was a wrestling event before a band that I like was playing. So I attended the wrestling show, and then snowing.
Snowing. Oh, was that the night we almost
caved in the floor?
Caved in the floor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. I didn't know that. So we booked you.
Yeah.
If you're up with the band that played before that, we booked you guys. So my partner usually works with the bands and books the bands.
Cool.
I handle like the wrestling stuff with my other partner. We handle the wrestling stuff. So yeah, so we've been running shows out of there, and then we started doing, we got the opportunity, we do Mahoning Drive-In. Cool. We do wrestling shows at Mahoning Drive-In as well. We're doing one this summer. And then, you know, again, the Steel Stacks, we've done that a couple times already. And now upcoming, our next show is May 17th. We're doing a fundraiser for the Bethlehem Special Olympics.
Very cool.
That's going to be at Freedom High School.
Love it.
Freedom High School fundraiser, May 17th. Yeah, all proceeds are going to go towards the Bethlehem Special Olympics. And that's a close, you know, thing to me because I volunteered. I was a coach for the Special Olympics as well for softball.
Wow.
Was able to go to the state games at Penn State 1 year. You know, we spent the whole weekend out there with the athletes, teaching them and coaching them how to play softball, baseball, essentially. So
love it.
So, yeah. So again, just to answer your question, I guess there's no real structure or how to become a promoter, right? Guys can come into the wrestling business and become a promoter right away as long as you get registered with the state.
Okay.
For me, it was just kind of a different path. Like, I was a wrestler, then a promoter first. Like, you know, I guess we tend to say, like, from the boys for the boys. Like, you know, like, I'm one of the boys still. So, like, we try to treat the wrestlers with respect and make sure everybody gets paid and taken care of and again, while still helping out the community we can.
That's awesome. And just to clarify for any potential confusion, we're talking about pro wrestling that is entertainment based, not necessarily like the martial art form of wrestling you would have in like a high school or college, like athletics department. So I just wanted to couch that FYI.
Yeah, no, definitely the stuff you'll see on TV, WWE, right? Style, you know, wrestling ring, ropes, people jumping off them, you know.
Ladders,
wild characters, chairs.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, I mean, you mentioned the event in Bethlehem, May 17th?
May 17th.
May 17th. Any other events or activities? It could be wrestling. It could be through Motivate Me Apparel that are coming up that you're excited about?
Well, again, the main one, again, May 17th, that's the main one because, again, all proceeds are being donated to the Bethlehem Special Olympics. So that's going to be a major event for us, especially at Freedom High School, right, which is also the Rocks.
Right.
Former high school.
Right.
So that's a huge event for us coming up. We also have another event coming up at the Mahoning Drive-In July 21st, and that's an outdoor event. So we usually do, a little show. So, like, you know, you'll see four or five matches, and then after the matches, they show a wrestling or wrestler-related movie. This year, I forget what the movie it's going to be. I don't think we discussed that 100% yet. But, yeah, so we've done Ready to Rumble. We've shown They Live, Scorpion King, you know, a couple of different movies like that, you know, again, that featured wrestlers. So that's July 21st at the Mahoning Drive-In that we'll be doing that event as well.
Cool. And if people are interested, where can they find more information about those events?
You can follow, we have xlvacx.com or just LVAC on Instagram. You'll be able to find, we'll be posting the events there as well. Also, I'll be posting them on my page, Motivate Me Apparel, on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow me there and, you know, we'll be posting definitely updates for the events in the future.
Cool. So changing up a little bit, how do you balance a career, family, play, wrestling, while keeping time for yourself? Or does it just all blend together?
It all blends together, right? Like, you know, if I'm working on stuff, you know, for the business, like sure stuff, sometimes, you know, my wife will come in just to chill with me, like spend some time, like she'll come out and help me with, you know, with shirts, right? I'm full, you know, I got a 1,000-piece shirt order. She'll help me with it, mm-hmm. Right?
Hustling.
Yeah, right, hustling, right? Just helping out, doing what she can on her end, you know, and helping me, which I appreciate. Yeah, like, dude, it legit, like, all kind of just, everything kind of just meshes together. Can't give you, like, a clear blueprint on how it works out. But thankfully, like, over the last, you know, 8 years or so, it's been working out. And we make it happen. I just got to, you know, probably ever since, like, the pandemic, though, like, I've been really focusing on making sure we get, you know, family time. Like, you know, I'm not wrestling too much. I'm not, you know, busy printing, you know, handling merch too much, you know, on the weekends, making sure at least the weekend, you know, a couple weekends out of the month, we get to do stuff with the girls or we get to do stuff as family.
So it's important.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to make sure that you make time for the things that are important. We all do that in our own different ways. But, man, like, life is not linear. Like, you don't just have, like, yep, this is how it goes, and yeah, this is the time we do it. As more things pile on and as other responsibilities pop up and just things happen that you weren't expecting, you got to figure it out. You just got to figure it out.
Yeah. And,
you know, as an entrepreneur, that's kind of what it is. It's figuring it out every single day.
Yeah, man. I think it'll be kind of a pretty boring existence, just for me at least, right? Like, doing the same thing every day.
Facts.
Every day is different. Every day has its challenges, you know, which I appreciate. Just wild days, wild days.
So what do you do for fun in the Lehigh Valley? Any best kept secrets, hidden gems, or must-dos or sees, whether it's that you do yourself or maybe you do with family? Or
for myself, I would say relaxation time is flag football.
Cool.
Like, you know, during the, I play for the Gentlemen's Flag Football League here in the Lehigh Valley.
Shout out GFFL.
Yeah, shout out GFFL. I do that kind of my downtime for me twice a year.
I'm out there too. I'll see you on a Sunday, bro.
Yeah, we'll see you there. See you there for sure. You know, we kind of do like the normal stuff, right? Like, we're members of the Da Vinci Science Center, right? So we'll take the girls.
Super cool.
Yeah, so we'll take the girls. Cool. They love it. So we'll go to the Da Vinci Science Center. Lehigh Valley Zoo as well. Like, that's kind of our thing too.
Nice.
Checking out Lehigh Valley Zoo.
Especially when it's nice out.
Yeah, yeah, right. I mean, we go to the winter too. Like, we go through the Christmas event that they have there.
Yeah.
We'll go
they do like
the
a lights event.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
They do
yeah.
lights, the light spectacular, where they call it, whatever.
Cool.
We do that. Yeah, dude, like, I'm very much like an introvert. So, like,
that's okay. There could be stuff that you just like to do at home by yourself.
Yeah, no,
too.
Like, I grill. Like, I like smoking meat, right?
Nice.
Smoking brisket, smoking
yes.
ribs, you know, pork
right, so
butts.
When am I coming over? What's up?
Oh, yeah, let me know, man. Football season starts up again soon, you know, so we could definitely meet up for the Eagles Cowboys game. I'm pretty boring. Like, I go to the gym, right? I get out of the gym, I do my work stuff, and then, you know, focus on the girls in the evening. And that's pretty much it.
I mean, like, define boring, my guy, because you just listed off a whole bunch of things on top of wrestling, on top of a business, on top of having a family. Like, life can only fit so much, and at the end of the day, life usually is kind of boring on your day-to-day things. Like, you're just going through the routines and doing what you have to be able to do. You know, if every single day was like the highest of high peaks, then you wouldn't enjoy those high peaks in life. Similar to the lows as well. So that consistency that's happening in life is allowing you to compound the effects that you're having in your business and when the positive things with your family and with the community. And then when something like super great does happen, or a vacation, or whatever is, you know, that peak in life, then you feel that euphoric like sense of like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So, and you need that to be able to, you know, grow as an individual. So we talked a little bit about it earlier on about some of those, you know, guiding principles, but mm-hmm. can you really think back to any, you know, values or core principles that you would attribute to your success here today?
You know, I know I mentioned it earlier about just, you know, being true to yourself. I think that's 100%. Also, I think, just being a good person, man. Like,
sometimes that's hard for people.
Yeah, no, I know. It really, right? but yeah, just being a decent human being, right? Like, just being good to people, regardless of who they are, you know, and where they are in their walk of life. Like, it doesn't matter. Just being generally a good person to everybody and busting your butt, like putting in the work 100%, right? Like, believing in yourself, putting in the work, especially, you know, any little goals you may have, you know, that may seem little, but, you know, on the grand scale, like, it really is a huge thing that you're doing. Taking a leap of faith and believing in yourself and just busting your butt, man. I guess that's all, like, sum it up. Nothing really.
No, it's cool, man.
You know, stoic or anything like that, wild to say, but just believe in yourself, be a good person, and everything will fall into place.
Keep busting your butt.
Yeah,
no.
Man, just keep.
Keep busting your butt and keep that energy of what you put out into life. Like you said it throughout the entirety of it.
You know, the one slogan I used to use for my bit when I first started off my Motivate Me Apparel, you know, be your own driving force. Whether people are supporting you or not and what you want to do, just continue to push as long as you believe in it, right? Because for me, that was my story, you know, with the professional wrestling. I had no support behind me. My parents didn't believe what I was doing. They wanted me to continue to go to school, continue to focus on getting a job at some warehouse or trying to go to college. And be honest, like, I tried the college thing, but it wasn't for me. Professional wrestling was my outlet, was my escape. And I had no real support with that. So I had to kind of push myself to continue to do what I thought was right for me. You know, eventually, again, like, I'm such a strong believer in believing in yourself, because without that, like, I wouldn't be able to have done like the cool things that I've done.
Sure.
Again, you know, traveling other countries, meeting so many different people. Yeah, it's great, like, being out there, like, entertaining the people. But I think some of the best experiences for me were outside of the wrestling ring, like getting to sit down and have a meal with some of these people. We may not speak the same language.
Yep.
Definitely different backgrounds, right? But being able to sit down with them and just share a meal and just laugh, you know, at little silly things. And again, not even understand each other, but just be able to sit there and laugh and enjoy each other's company are some of the best moments. And what really cemented to me, like, hey, I'm doing the right thing here and continuing on that path. And that's why I'm still, you know, doing it today, because I just, those little experiences, little memories, I continue to chase that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And sitting down, breaking bread with people that maybe you don't know it all, but that really allows you to bring yourself a lot closer, and you realize you have a lot more in common with most people than we may think, no matter where we are in this world. Junior, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day here to spend with us on Young Valley Leaders, episode 15 in the books. Big thank you to you for taking the time and super awesome insight to your career, your life, professional wrestling, a small business, entrepreneur, screen printing and embroidery, a father, lots on your plate. So thank you again for taking the time. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. We welcome any comments, questions from our listeners. You can always find the show airing monthly on WDIY 88.1 FM on the second Monday of each month at 6:30 p.m. and forever streaming on WDIY.org along with Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR, and WDIY's YouTube and social media channels. Lastly here, a big shout out to some of the people making this program possible. Lauren Matthews with an awesome logo for the Young Valley Leaders brand. Matt Cajun live and in studio with us today. And as always, behind the camera making this interview come to life on screen, James, Seamus, and all the good folks here at WDIY for giving us the time and space to bring this show alive and supporting efforts to disseminate across the website, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and social media. Again, I'm Lewis Holzman, your host of Young Valley Leaders on WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and until next month.